540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Wisconsin voters go to the polls tomorrow with the state Supreme Court race leading the headlines, but local questions are on the ballot, too. In Milwaukee County, the Whitefish Bay School District wants permission to borrow $135 million to fix and replace school buildings. In South Milwaukee, voters will decide whether to increase taxes slightly to support the library's annual budget. Voting runs all day tomorrow. Find out where to vote and what's on your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. The Milwaukee VA will spend the month helping veterans catch cancer early. In recognition of Oral Cancer Awareness Month, the hospital is offering free screenings for anyone who served, no appointment necessary. It's a quick test, but doctors say it could save lives by spotting trouble early. There's more info on the Milwaukee VA's website. Changes could be coming for some Forest Service workers in Milwaukee. The federal agency is moving its headquarters to Salt Lake City and closing their regional offices. That includes the one inside the Wisconsin Gaslight Building downtown. A local union leader says as many as 100 employees might have to move or take new jobs. The Forest Service calls it an effort to save money and make operations more efficient, but workers say it's creating stress and uncertainty. Some research sites in Wisconsin will stay open, including in Madison and Rhinelander. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Washington County teacher is being expelled for alleged inappropriate behavior. The Germantown School Board voted last month to terminate the employment of an unidentified teacher at Kennedy Middle over accusations of their conduct towards students. A letter to parents noted that the teacher had violated policies concerning ethics as well as the supervision and welfare of students. During the same meeting, the board asked for the teacher's license to be rescinded. Charges have not been filed against that teacher. A Milwaukee-based aviation company is facing a fine over missed drug and alcohol tests. The FAA says Spring City Jet didn't follow federal rules for requiring random testing for employees. Inspectors discovered the issue during a recent review of the company's operations. The federal agency is proposing a $56,000 fine. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Wisconsin is joining a multi-state lawsuit against the Trump administration over an executive order affecting voting. The order would create voter eligibility lists and restrict mail-in ballots for people not included. The White House says the move is meant to prevent non-citizens from voting. Attorney General Josh Call says such cases are rare, and current systems ensure election integrity. Call joined 22 other attorneys general and a governor in asking a court to block the policy, arguing that election authority belongs to the states. Governor Tony Evers is reopening the door for inmates to seek sentence reductions for the first time in a quarter century. He signed executive orders to set up a commutation advisory board with eligibility focused on rehabilitation and good behavior. People convicted of sexual assault or trafficking a child won't qualify, though some serving time for homicide could. Evers says lawmakers need to get serious about criminal justice reform to cut prison costs and overcrowding. Put your phone down. That's the warning from Wisconsin State Patrol as construction season picks up. The agency's April Law of the Month highlights safety in work zones and emergency areas. Drivers can be fined for using a handheld phone, and double penalties apply when crews are working. State Patrol leaders say one quick look at a phone can be all it takes for a life-changing crash. Gas and electric bills in Wisconsin are set to rise in 2027. Madison Gas and Electric says electric bills will increase by about $5 a month, with gas bills rising around $1.50. Company officials say the increases are needed to invest in renewable energy and ensure reliable service. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Boston, where the Milwaukee Brewers open a three-game series tonight at Fenway against the Red Sox. The Brewers coming off an 8-5 win over the Royals Sunday. The crew is scoring more runs with two outs than any other team in the major leagues. Are they relentless? Pat Murphy.
That's exactly what it is. It's relentless. These guys know that two outs means you're two-thirds done with the inning. That's it. That third is a lot. There's a lot left. You know, two outs proved to be a big part of every game.
NBA, Milwaukee with a 131-115 win over the Grizzlies. Meanwhile, the NBA continues to investigate why the Bucks won't allow Giannis to play. Doc Rivers.
The tough part about all this is I'm in the middle and I have nothing to do with it. Coaches don't decide any of this. But the problem with our league is the coaches are the ones sitting out front and we have to sit here and answer this stuff.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a few rain showers and eventually a few light snow showers by later this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 45 around midday, and the temperatures will drop into the afternoon. Tonight, 24. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.